Family transitions after separation or divorce often show up in ordinary routines. Backpacks move between homes, shoes get left in the wrong place, a child forgets homework. A holiday feels different. A grandparent is unsure what to say. A former in-law relationship becomes complicated. A school event feels tense before anyone even arrives. These moments may seem small, but they can carry large emotions. Children often need steadiness in repeated practical ways. They may need predictable bedtime routines, school routines, transportation plans, church rhythms, meal patterns, and clear expectations about what happens next. When two households are involved, the goal is not perfection. The goal is child-conscious faithfulness. Some parents are able to cooperate well. Others may need more structured communication. Some situations are not safe for ordinary co-parenting and require legal, clinical, or safety guidance. This course does not decide custody, interpret court orders, or evaluate a child's needs. It helps participants consider their own conduct, responsibilities, routines, and support. Deuteronomy 6 reminds God's people to teach children diligently in daily life, when sitting, walking, lying down, and rising. Faith formation happens in ordinary rhythms. After divorce, those rhythms may need rebuilding. A parent might ask, what routine helps my child feel prepared for school? What transition is hardest? What can be packed the night before? What words help my child move between homes without guilt? How can I support worship, prayer, or church belonging without using faith as pressure? How can I speak respectfully, even when I must maintain firm boundaries? Extended family also needs wisdom. Grandparents, aunts, uncles, cousins, and family friends may feel grief, confusion, anger, or divided loyalty. Some may remain supportive and safe. Others may pressure, gossip, question children, or carry messages. A wise family transition boundary may sound like, please do not ask the children adult questions about the divorce. We are not using the children to pass messages. I am not discussing private details, but I appreciate your care. We want the children to enjoy this event without adult conflict. This gathering is not wise for us this year. Children also need permission to enjoy good moments. A child should not feel guilty for having fun at the other home, loving extended family, or participating in traditions that now look different. James 3:17 says that wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceful, gentle, reasonable, full of mercy and good fruits. That kind of wisdom is deeply needed in family transitions. Your reflection question is this: which routine, transition, or extended family setting needs a clearer child-conscious plan? Your gentle next step is to choose one repeated transition and write a simple plan that protects the child from adult conflict while supporting steadiness, truth, and peace.